Well, we've never actually played a show.
You should submit to Music Waste.
What's that?
Music Waste is a local music festival taking place throughout East Vancouver from June 4th to 7th, welcoming submissions from all musical genres and bands with varying levels of experience. Not a musician? You can also submit to Art Waste, a collaborative art festival presented by Music Waste. Submissions are open until April 17th. To submit, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
Thank you. Hello, hello. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, located on the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am one half of Femme Concept. My co-host, Erica, is normally here with me, making things so much better, but she, unfortunately, is writing an exam right now, as it is that time of year. So it's just me for the hour, and you will get to suffer through my one-sided banter. Luckily, there are so many things happening this weekend and that have been happening that I have a lot to talk about. So we will see. We will see. The hour will tell whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but stay tuned. The first track that I played is a song called Attic Room by the band Twin Studies from Atlanta. It's off of their Precious Places EP. No, it's not. Just kidding. It is off their Attic Room Space Girl, split. They came out March of this year. The EP I just mentioned came out in February of last year, so that's old. But I do not remember how I found these people. I put the music together for this play sheet like last week when I was avoiding studying. But good stuff. Kind of shoegazy, dream poppy, nice. Some nice vocals in there. A nice way to start it off. There's so many things. Lots of the music that I'm going to play today is a part of the stuff, all the festivities happening this weekend. Got Record Store Day coming up tomorrow. Really, really cool thing that happens. It's cool what happens in the city. I feel very ambivalent about, a little weird about the day itself, but we can talk about that later. That's happening. CITR and CJSF out from SFU are going to be broadcasting live. So that's going on. And tonight, Discorder is having a fundraiser at the Astoria, kind of like a belated April launch party. So, because I already feel like I'm talking so much more than I would if Erica was here, I'm going to play more music. And I'm going to play music from bands that are playing at the launch party tonight, the fundraiser. First up is some stuff that we've played a lot here on Femme Concept, some music by Stefana Fertilla. She's really excellent. I don't actually think I've ever seen her perform live, so I'm really excited to see her play at the Astoria tonight. She put out an album in July of 2014. I can't pronounce it. I need Erica. Oh, Erica, I miss you. I'm going to play a song called So Much Goes by Stefana Fertilla.
Goes on, and these are darker purposes. 20-
All right. That track was called Cool Ship 2 by the band Energy Slime, which is Jay Arner and Jessica Delisle. Not sure how to say her last name, but you know what? I could ask her tonight. She's playing at the Discorder fundraiser, along with lots of other really awesome bands, including the artists that I played before Energy Slime, which was Stefano Fertilla, as well as Wet Face and the Crobots, and some DJ sets by BBU, Yusu, Andy Resto, host of The Burrow, and Nelly Stark, host of The Cat's Pajams. So yeah, it should be a really good time. It's happening tonight at the Astoria. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR. My name is Eleanor, normally joined by Erica, but she is writing an exam. So, you know, we're just hanging out, doing things solo today. I forgot to mention before, basically the most exciting part about this show today, and kind of a relief, is that I'm going to be playing an interview that I did last week with the band Chastity Belt from Seattle, Washington. I got to go hang out with them in their tour van and kind of pretend not to be nervous, even though I always am because I'm a huge noob at doing interviews. But they were really nice and really cool, and we chatted about some cool stuff, and then I got to watch them play their first show ever in Canada, which was wild. So I'm gonna play that a little bit later on in the show. Big fan of Chastity Belt. But before that, some other cool stuff to do and talk about. So Discorder fundraiser happening tonight. It's $5 before 10 and $10 after. You should go out to that. Then go get wild and then sleep in tomorrow if you can. And then come out to Record Store Day, which is happening, I guess, all throughout the world. But in Vancouver, it's happening at a bunch of different local record stores. And CITR is joining forces with CJSF to do a broadcast, live broadcast at tons of places, at Beat Street, at Vinyl Records, at Red Cat Records, at where else, at Horses Records, at Neptune Records. Holy, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of record stores in this city, which is an awesome thing. But Record Store Day itself has kind of been captured into the claws of, I don't know, it feels weird to say like capitalism, but it seems to me that like a lot of the releases, and this is what a lot of people have been talking about, a lot of the releases that are coming out on Record Store Day are just like really huge names. Like every week, I don't know, or every year there's something like Wild by Jack White, which is like cool, but also just like, I don't know, maybe just like give someone else a chance, or just, yeah, I don't know. It seems to me that the point should be more about supporting your local record store. So for those of you going out to Record Store Day tomorrow, maybe consider, you know, buying, I don't know, definitely buy something if you can. Maybe buy something local, even better, because a lot of local artists or smaller artists, I think also I've read in places that they suffer from what goes on during Record Store Day due to the like very small amount of vinyl pressing plants in the world, that all these huge orders for these like limited like Jack White or what have you records that are coming out kind of take precedent over the smaller labels or the smaller orders that come in, and nobody else can get their vinyl pressed, and so they kind of get screwed because, you know, anyways, money and whatever weirdness. So just think about that if you're partaking in Record Store Day, or just, you know, come enjoy all of the local bands that will be playing, and some not local, maybe, I'm not sure, all the bands that will be playing at the different record stores. Like the Backhomes are playing at Red Cat, and there's gonna be some DJs at Beat Street. I'm gonna play some stuff by Mecca Normal because they're playing at Horses, which is so wild and awesome. Yeah, so that should be really, really cool. There are a few interesting local releases that are coming out for Record Store Day. I only know, the one that I know is that the band Tough Age, a like Vancouver, Toronto band, is releasing their cover EP of the band Cubs' Hot Dog Day, which came out like 20 years ago or something. It's got some great tracks on it, so that should be really cool. And then a few weeks ago, or like last week, I found a track put together by Tess Parks, who is Canadian. I think she's in Berlin, based in Berlin right now, but she's from Toronto. We've played her stuff on the show before. And Anton Newcomb. And they have put together this song called Cocaine Cat. And it's going to be on the album I Declare Nothing, which is coming out for Record Store Day. And apparently they're going to go tour together and, you know, that's cool. So I really enjoy this song. I'm going to play that and then play some Mecha Normal for you here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. That was the song Damn That Valley by U.S. Girls. Brand new track from U.S. Girls. Very, very exciting. It's Megan Remy, who was Toronto-based. I believe she still is. I recently found out that she is American-born, but yeah, Illinois, apparently. Illinois native. But she's been in Canada since 2010. And that track is off of an upcoming album that's going to be released on 4AD, which is really exciting. I don't think there's been a date dropped yet, but soon, you know, hopefully. Something to look forward to. I first heard U.S. Girls through Sarah Cordingley, CITR's. I just about said UBC's music director. CITR's music director. They have some really, really great stuff. You should check it out. Before that, it was a song by Mecha Normal, and that was the track. Let me just look. Okay, here we go. And they will be playing at Record Store Day at Horses Records tomorrow. So rad. Along with a bunch of other bands, Peace, Flyin', Whitney K., Gender Dog, MOSFET, SP Davis, lots of good stuff. And that's just one lineup, if you can believe it, of many, many different events happening throughout the city. And CITR and CJSF will be live broadcasting lots of them. So either come out to the shows and say hey, or, you know, tune in from your home, wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing, you know, maybe a little study break if you're at school, if you're in school, if you're a student. Yeah, lots of cool stuff. Lots of cool stuff going on. Before the Mecha Normal, it was the song Cocaine Cat by Anton Newcomb of the Brian Jonestown Massacre and Tess Park, who is a Toronto musician from Toronto. And that song is on their 7-inch, which is coming out for Record Store Day. So that's cool. Yeah. Here on Femme Concept, we play only female content or Femme Con. And so what that means is that all of the music that we play fulfills 2 of 4 categories. And the 4 categories are that the music has to have had its lyrics written by female, its music composed by a female, it had to have been produced or performed by a female. So that's what we play. It takes form in lots of different ways, most often through having female performers and like composers in the band, less often through having female producers, because those are just rarer. And hopefully, as you know, years go on, and more people are aware of this, which I think is happening, what's always happening, there will be more female producers and things like that. So that's what we play here. It's a good time. It really opens your eyes to how biased the music industry is in a lot of ways. Okay, on that note, I am going to now play the interview that I did with the band Chastity Belt from Seattle. They were up here last week playing their first ever show in Canada with Wand, who were also good, but not really what I was most excited for. Chastity Belt is a 4-piece band, all girls from, they met at school in Washington. They are on Hardly Art Records. They just put out their first album with Hardly Art, and it's really fantastic. Oh my goodness. It's called Time to Go Home, and I got to hang out with them, and that was really, really sweet. So I'm going to play this interview for you now, and then I'll have a little bit of time at the end to play a few more tracks. So enjoy. So I'm here in the Chastity Belt tour van with Chastity Belt. Would you all please introduce yourself and what you play in the band?
I'm Julia, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Annie, and I play bass.
I'm Gretchen, and I play the drums.
I'm Lydia, and I play guitar.
Awesome. So, welcome to Vancouver. So excited that you're here. This is the first time you've played a show in this city, right?
Yeah.
First time in Canada.
First time. Oh my gosh. First impressions?
So futuristic.
Yeah.
Majestic futuristic.
Future Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
Those bridges. It's also the tri-city view when you're coming up over that bridge.
Yeah.
It's like really pretty mountains.
With all the mountains in the background.
Yeah, it was a funny contrast, I feel like, coming down Cambry. Campy. That's what I meant. And like seeing the really short buildings with like mainly just like small restaurants, and then like looking into this like bright, like futuristic, as I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
City is like what?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, have you been playing a lot of shows in Seattle recently? I know you just got back from South by Southwest. Are those the last shows that you were playing, or?
We had our record release show when we got back.
Nice.
Yeah. That was pretty fun. But that's it, right?
Yeah, we played an in-store, like a record in-store, and then a in-studio at a Seattle radio station, KEXP, and then we had a record release. So those three shows.
Sweet, mm-hmm. Sweet. And how was South by Southwest?
Really we loved
fun.
It.
Yeah.
We're going back.
Definitely.
Nice. What was the wildest thing that happened when you were there?
It wasn't like too crazy.
No? But like maybe weirdest thing or best thing?
Me losing it as a parking attendant.
We yelled at a parking attendant.
Also like eating the leftovers. Eating Eric's leftovers.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
our friend getting shit on by a bird.
Yeah. And then he also like passed out at this party that we were at. Yeah.
Dang. Nice.
He was sitting outside the whole time.
Yeah. We thought when he left.
We're like, where'd he go? He's gone. We're like, no, he was just sleeping upright in a chair on the porch.
Hey, I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. Sweet. And so after these shows, I know that you're about to go down on a bit of a tour with Courtney Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
That's super awesome. How did that get kind of, how did you guys get in on that tour?
We met her through Jonathan Poneman, who's the founder of Sub Pop. Like, we happened to be meeting with him, and she was doing an in-store right around the corner. And so he's like, oh, I know her, I'll introduce you. Nice. But then I think, yeah, she must have, like, actually gone back and listened to us. And then her booking agent asked us if we wanted to do this tour with her. And we were like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah. That's so sweet. Have you, like, so you've obviously seen her play before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we saw her a couple days before that. Yeah,
we all saw her. And we tweeted at her to come night swimming with us.
Yeah, we tried to get her to...
She didn't come. It was
funny. I mean, you're about to go on tour.
We'll have plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. So, those will be shows. I think I saw you're playing in New York and some in LA. Have you played shows there before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we only played one show in New York.
Yeah,
we played in LA.
It was like a DIY thing.
Yeah,
nice.
So this will be different.
Nice. Are you going anywhere that and anybody going to places that they've never been before or?
I've never been to like the South.
Yeah,
I've
never
been
to New Orleans. Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah. Like, I'm excited.
Georgia,
like Florida.
Yeah,
that's
are you playing in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Really? Tallahassee.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't think that shows with Courtney Barnett, but
yeah.
Nice. That's sweet. So you're on Hardly Art. You're signed to Hardly Art right now, but before you were on Help Yourself Records,
mm-hmm.
right? It seems like they're doing really, really cool things in Seattle.
Yeah, they're great.
Are there a lot of labels like that in the city, or?
Yeah, kind of, because there's, like, Beating a Dead Horse, which Posse is on, and they put out
Neighbors.
Yeah. It is kind of like friends helping out friends, you
know? That's
like,
right.
Yeah.
It does feel like that.
The vibe.
She's like, yeah, everyone loves music.
Yeah.
All the friends.
So is that...
Community.
You're friends with the people who run Help Yourself Records?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How has it been different going from working with them to Hardly Art?
Hardly Art is just more established, so I think they have, like, a hold on...
Yeah. They have all of, like, Sub Pop's resources.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is really nice.
But it's similarly our friends who we see, like, out and about in the neighborhood all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just as, it's nice to be working with people that you're friends with. It's like very comfortable, like easy.
Do you jam with other, like, do you have friends that also play music and you jam with them in the city?
Yeah.
Or is it kind of exclusive to playing with the band?
I'm in another band called Childbirth.
Oh, sweet.
with the two other ladies in that band are in Taco Cat and Pony Time, so. Yeah, and I feel like, and I end up, there's a lot of people who play music in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jamming with them a lot. Like,
most of our friends.
Informal jamming.
Yeah. Yeah. I end up, like, going to the practice space after bar close sometimes.
Nice.
Jamming.
So are there lots of cool venues for that in Seattle, or like for like, I guess venues that are a little bit maybe like smaller or kind of more DIY spaces?
I think compared to other cities, yeah. It's like that's kind of the impression.
They're kind of in constant flux. It seems like they'll be going strong and then they'll shut down, but another one will pop up. Mm-hmm. So,
what would you recommend? People like what? Where would you tell people to try to go to see a show if they were to come to Seattle?
Well, one of the like ones that's been going strong for a while is Black Lodge, which we always love playing. Always have a good time there. Yeah.
Cairo.
So small. Yeah.
Sometimes it's too small.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
It's really small.
There's one opening up now. Is it? Are they calling it El Corazon? Is it something
else? Are
they calling
it like
the Funhouse?
Funhouse. Yeah, the Funhouse.
Sweet.
So that should be cool.
Sweet. That's awesome. Okay, so you all met at school in Washington, right? In Walla Walla.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a music scene at all in your campus? Or were you kind of the...
There was like a folksy band that started.
Folksy band? There was a funk band.
Oh, there's a funk band. Yeah, that's funk. Right.
I remember that was like
the best band.
There was Dude York too.
Yeah, oh, Dude York. York. Yeah.
So there was a little bit. It was like,
but not really. Like,
yeah. Like tops five, but.
When Dude York graduated, I felt like we were like the only like.
Like rock.
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 Band.
Yeah. There weren't many other
like,
rock bands.
I feel like there were more movie cover bands.
Oh, true, yeah, there's some
yeah. Well, and that's what you were doing before Chastity Belt started, right? A little bit?
The three of us, yeah.
A bit.
Okay. That was, like, kind of an embarrassing thing our freshman year that we did.
I was not a part of that.
Everybody has those stories.
Yeah.
There are probably worse ones. What was the band name? It was, like, Combo Pack?
That's
a great name, I have to say. Like, there are more well-established bands with worse names than that.
Yeah.
So, cool. So, did you play any shows at all, like, as Chastity Belt when you were in school, or did it become...
Yeah, we played a bunch.
Mostly senior year, I feel like, is when I really...
Yeah.
We played a couple junior...
I mean, we played our first one our sophomore year at this, Battle the Bands at a frat house.
Oh, wow.
Which we won because our friends rigged it. And everyone was too drunk by the end of it to care. It wasn't a real battle.
What did
bands,
we even
but
win?
But we did win. Nothing.
Yeah. Just the title.
Prestige.
But we like house parties. Like our friends lived in this real old broken down house called the Condemned House that we played a few times, and that was always really fun.
Yeah.
It's
like
cool.
The floors would like bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always worried that the whole house was
gonna
collapse.
Fall down. Yeah,
do you guys remember that time when I went through the window?
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Wait, you and Sam Alden.
And
oh yeah.
Sam like grabbed me afterwards and just like cradled me. Because he was so worried that I'd really hurt myself.
Was it a very packed party?
Yeah, it was really packed
yeah.
And they were like people were like moving side to side and they just like moved and I was on the edge and just like fell through the window.
Like glass?
During
was
like
it
glass,
was it
like
during
I broke.
Our set, was it
wasn't during, it was like during
a... I think it was just a party, right?
Yeah.
I think it might have been a band was playing.
Huh.
Oh, just rocking out too hard.
Yeah.
sweet. So, and you are all self-taught musicians too, right? Or
I took guitar lessons.
Yeah, Julia and I took guitar lessons.
Cool. But like beyond that, do you have like not a lot of formal training, right? Or
yeah.
So Gretchen took her drum lessons too.
Yeah, okay. I did some drum lessons in college.
Cool.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't make it to that many. It was like really busy.
Like we all had
minimal
training.
Minimal musical training.
But some.
Well, it's definitely turned out very well for you. do you have, like, words of wisdom to pass on to people coming from the same position who want to make music and maybe feel...
It's like, you can just do it.
Just find people you really get along with, who are your friends you just like hanging out with.
That you want to spend a lot of time with.
A lot of time, yeah.
That's like, perfect.
You don't have to be an expert, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you hardly even
have to be good. It's so easy to just,
if you have a good taste and stuff, it's not that hard.
You can play a couple of notes.
Yeah, the taste is a good one. It's pretty important. A lot of people miss that step. Yeah.
You just learn so much by doing.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
Like, that's where...
It's, like, worth taking the risk to just do it.
Yeah.
Sweet. And so I guess that's pretty good for my next question, which is you were friends for the most part before you started playing in this band. How is the experience of Chastity Belt, it changed your friendship or impacted it?
We know each other really well.
I think it's made our friendship stronger in a lot of ways.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're more like a family now.
Yeah.
I really feel like we're in a relationship together.
Yeah. Totally. Yes.
We know all of each other's secrets.
Yeah. We've gone through them so many times in the movie. We're always like trying to find something that we don't know about each other.
Games. Generally pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And does that type of environment help be like, I'm sure that that's helpful to when you're making new music together and things like that.
Yeah, I think that helps us be, like, really honest with each other.
Yeah.
Because we're already, like, have been so vulnerable around each other. Like, you know, like, it's embarrassing to come up with a new part or sing something stupid, maybe.
Totally. Cool. So, I've read some interviews where, I think you've talked about the importance of women seeing other women play music and, like, do things, awesome things in general for people to see that, and I fully agree with that. And, like, in the case of some of the stuff on this newest album, Time to Go Home and No Regrets, you talk about, like, things relating to sexuality and, like, sexism and other feminist issues, and I guess I was just wondering, are these topics that you feel like you've always felt open about, or has making music kind of opened you up to doing it more?
Huh.
I mean, that's a big question.
I think I've always, like, throughout high school and college, been really drawn to the topic of feminism and, like, just gender issues or, like, gender studies in general, but have never really, like, found an outlet to, like, express that, and I think I'm not the lyricist, but I really jive with what Julia writes about in those, like, more feminist songs. They're not all like that, but in the ones that are about that, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That's, like, how a good way to express how I'm feeling.
Yeah. I think for me, like, growing up in Hawaii, there was, like, an alt culture, but there was never, like, a alt feminist culture. Like, no one in my high school ever talked about feminism. And so coming to college and having such a, like, a literary and, like, collegiate framework for feminism, it was really nice then moving to Seattle and, like, seeing it as something that didn't have to be so scholastic.
Yeah.
Practical.
I feel like I've been aware of feminism, like, since I was really young, just because I went to this all-girls middle school that was, like, super into girl power. It was, like, everything girl power. But, yeah, it's always been something, like, on my mind.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I grew up going to an all-girls camp, so that was always, like, every summer that was just, like, I was reminded how much I believe in
power.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, a pretty big part of my identity, so.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
That's awesome. Are there other bands or musicians that you feel like are doing a good job of the same, kind of that same openness or exploring these issues in their music that you look up to or enjoy?
Yeah, like Taco Cat, Girl Pool.
Yeah.
Quirky Girl.
Yeah.
Courtney Barnett.
Courtney Barnett, yeah, yeah, in a big way. Mm-hmm. She's like St. Vincent for me.
Yeah.
She's like such a powerful performance.
Yeah. I feel like
Bjork.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
I
mean, yeah, the list, yeah.
There's a lot of songs.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's, yeah, I just think it's like so powerful. And there's, I think there's one in Seattle. There's a girls' rock camp that happens in Vancouver too for like girls aged like 8 to 16 or something like that. And yeah, it's just the, I think a lot of people grow up not necessarily. I didn't realize till I was about 20 that like most of the music that I listened to in my life was made by men, and like completely.
Yeah.
It just, I hadn't thought about it, and then when I realized it, I was blown away. And like, I've always loved music, but making it was never something that I considered. Like you just, because I think partially because you just don't see yourself, because you don't see other people as much. So. On that note, thank you for doing what you do, because it's so awesome.
That's how I felt growing up too. Like, I never thought I could make music.
Yeah,
this like
never
randomly. This was such a like.
Yeah, I only had like one other friend who played guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like more of a personal thing, you know. Like I only imagine like the singer songwriter.
Yeah, I didn't know like any girls in bands.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, well, that's all I have.
Awesome.
But I wish you the best on your tour. So excited to see you play tonight. Dreams come true. Maybe just be like a little bit below sitting in your tour van right now. Yeah, any final parting thoughts or any, I don't know, anything?
Start a band. Yeah. Rock on.
Have fun. Girl power.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And honey child, we'll be all ears.
All right. We have come to the end of my solo hour here on Femme Concept on CITR. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Chastity Belt that I did. That track that was at the end of the interview is called Joke, and that is off of their most recent album, Time to Go Home, put out by Hardly Art at the end of March. Really, really cool people, and it was really a pleasure to talk to them. So stay tuned in if you're listening now. We've got Radio Zero up next, followed by Nardwar at 3:30, and then the news possibly at 5 o'clock, not really sure. It's kind of a weird period because it's exams, and lots of students who normally run the news probably don't have a lot of time. I am about to go write an exam in like an hour and a half, so hopefully that goes well and I don't regret coming to do the show instead of studying. Just kidding, never regret that. I'm so sick of studying. Anyways, I'm gonna leave you all with a really nice track to go enjoy out in the sunshine today here in Vancouver. It's absolutely beautiful. Feels like summer is upon us. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next week. This is the song PEI by Pups.
You made a choice.